How do you do, ladies and gentlemen? This is your 9th Air Force radio reporter in Western Europe, beaming a message today back through radio station KELO in Sioux Falls, South Dakota. For here in front of our microphone is a Sioux Falls boy, First Lieutenant Gerald J. Grace. We're going to bring him back to you with the magic of radio for a few moments from over here someplace in Western Europe. First of all, Jerry, how long have you been in the service?
About 2 years.
And how much of that time has been spent overseas?
About 11 months.
Now, what did you do back there before coming into the Army?
I was a student at St. John's University in Minnesota.
At where?
St. Cloud, Minnesota.
St. Cloud, Minnesota. Now, tell us something about your present duty assignment over here with the 9th Air Force, will you?
I'm a fighter pilot with the 368 Fighter Group.
And what type of aircraft are you flying?
Thunderbolt,
P-47. That's the famous P-47 Thunderbolt. I suppose that's a lot of airplane for you fellas, isn't it?
You bet that is.
And how many missions have you flown? I noticed that you're wearing the Air Medal there with almost too many clusters to count.
I've flown 85 missions.
85 in all, and that's a lot of time, isn't it, up
that
there?
Is.
Well, now, will you tell the folks back there in Sioux Falls a little something about the type of missions that your squadron has been flying?
We've been flying missions working pretty close ahead of the ground forces, hitting targets there, convoys that are moving up, tanks, marshaling yards, gun position, anything that might be bothering the ground forces there, we go to work on.
In other words, a lot of air-ground coordination.
That's right.
And really clobbering up the Jerry downstairs wherever you can find him, wherever he's trying to move to and from, right?
That's right.
Well, now, tell me this, Jerry. Do you have one particular mission that is outstanding in your mind, one that you'll always remember?
Yes, I do. This was back in December after this breakthrough.
Oh, yes.
We went out on an armed recce out near the Rhine River. And we saw some B-26s coming in, and we saw some planes behind them. We thought first they were top cover, but it turned out that they were enemy aircraft. They started to bounce our bombers, and we went in on them right away. We had 16 ships that day, and they had about 35 or 40, but we had the advantage on altitude, and we were in the sun, too, so that gave us a pretty big advantage.
In other words, you dive down out of the sun.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
That's a dream for a fighter pilot coming in like that.
You can't beat that kind of weather, eh?
That's right.
All right, continue on with this mission, then.
Well, I took my element, our flight split up, and I took the two that were going in at the rear of the bombers, and he turned away from me, so that set me right on his tail. But I was pretty overeager and overrunning him, and I missed him, and he got away from me. But I broke up to a couple that were up 9 o'clock high to us and went around and around with him, and I got a good burst in his canopy, and I don't know whether it probably scared him more than anything. He jumped out. The ship was out of control, and he jumped out.
And that, then, is the story, Jerry, of how you got your first German plane.
That's right.
And mighty interesting to boot, and I know it'll be a mission that you will long remember. Well, tell me this, Jerry. Who do you have back there in Sioux Falls waiting for you?
Well, I've got a nice family back there waiting for me.
Swell. And what do you want to do when the war is all over?
Well, I want to still keep on flying, if possible.
You want to make aviation a post-war career?
That's right.
Well, let's hope the day is not too far off. In the meantime, thanks a lot to you, First Lieutenant Gerald J. Grace, of our number one, Sioux Falls, South Dakota. Know the folks back there have appreciated hearing from you and something about your job over here as a Thunderbolt pilot in the combat zone of Europe. Best of luck and happy landings. This is your 9th Air Force radio reporter speaking for the Army Radio Service and returning...